This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Well, the Hampton Pioneer Ministries, a Fresh Expressions church for the under 30s in the city, has won a national award for its work with young adults. We speak to Deborah Walton and Nicola Turner about the project's success in advancing the Christian faith amongst young people, many of whom had no previous experience at the church. So can you tell us a bit about Wolverhampton Pioneer Ministries?
We are a Fresh Expression project, and so we are funded by the Church of England and then the Methodist Church as well. So we run a church that's sort of set up for 16 to 30, although we do have people who are a bit older and a little bit younger. So we have a community on a Sunday night that meets every week for worship and other activities. But then we also run different activities in the week. So things like chaplaincy, but then also different sort of support groups, run things like Alpha. We do morning prayer as well. So we meet in local coffee shops and meet Tuesday to Friday, 9 till 10. And it's just an opportunity for people to come and we pray together and read the Bible together.
And so you mentioned that the congregation is sort of 18 to 30-year-olds. Can you give us a little bit more information, Deborah, about the makeup of the congregation?
Yes. So we work in many ways with two groups of people. We work with churched young adults, so people who've perhaps been brought up in church and who are used to church. Many of them would be sixth form sort of age, and they will come along and see coming along to Wolverhampton Pioneer Ministries as part of their own missional activity. And then the other half of the congregation will be unchurched young adults, so people who've got very limited experience of church or none at all. With the church young people, we try to give them opportunities that they wouldn't get in a parish church or a local church to lead worship, to engage in preaching, to engage with prayers, to explore their leadership gifts, to explore their gifts as Christians. As a result of that, we've got quite a good tradition of people going on either to train for ordained ministry or gap years doing sort of Christian activities with Christian organisations or leading Christian unions at university and that sort of thing. With some of our unchurched young people, we aim to involve them immediately, encouraging them to read the Bible, to engage with Bible readings, leading prayers, and generally trying to find out about the Christian faith and helping them do that in a way that's fun and relevant to day-to-day life. We've got one or two people in our congregation who are older, maybe because they don't feel comfortable in an inherited church context, or maybe because they like what we do and just want to join in.
And Nicola, can you describe the work of the chaplaincy, which you mentioned earlier?
So we have a team of, I think, about 8 or 9 chaplains at the moment. So a mixture of, some of them are from our own community, so some young adults that we've trained up as chaplains. And then we also have some church leaders from some local churches that have also just joined us. And we go into different places sort of within the city centre that offer support to young adults or young people. So we currently run chaplaincy at a local YMCA hostel. We also have chaplains that go into... Wolverhampton's just opened a large youth zone. So we go into there and then we also go into a sort of a youth and young adults online radio station. So we have chaplains who go in on a weekly basis and just offer a listening service. So sometimes we can be sat there and no one will talk to us, and that's fine. But other times people might want to come in and just tell us about their weeks, tell us about what issues they've got going on. I think we don't really have a society that's used to listening to people. Like, we're really good at talking. So often having someone that's going to sit with you and just listen is really valuable and something that people don't find in other places. So we try and offer that. And then we often we're sort of around in an emergency as well. So if something does happen, whether it's, I don't know, a suicide or there's a death in a family, or we sometimes get called in to help support people in those moments of crisis as well.
And Deborah, what's been the result of this ministry? What impact have you seen it making?
For a lot of people, it has quite a dramatic impact. So for people who are perhaps used to church, the fact that we have a really different approach to running a Sunday service and want to really engage them, want to know what they think, want to engage with their ideas, want them to take part, can be quite releasing and quite encouraging for people. For people who are perhaps more marginalised, and for those we reach in chaplaincy, quite often we can be there when no one else can be there. And that's a really powerful thing, and it really expresses our faith. We believe in a God who is always present, and we believe in Jesus coming to earth to be with us in those moments. And so it's a really good witness to that belief, really.
Are you able to say anything about the impact it's had on the people you minister to?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've had various different impacts. So we've seen people learn to read because they come to morning prayers and do the Bible readings every day. And perhaps for some people, it's the first time they've ever had an adult listen to them read. We've encouraged a lot of people into work. Sometimes we offer and set up internships for people just to help them through a difficult period, to help them and encourage them with the habit of getting out of bed, turning up, sort of timekeeping, doing what they say they're going to do, and encouraging people to gain confidence in their gifts and skills. So we've seen a number of people make really different or have really different experiences in their life and make really positive steps forward. We've seen young people decide to take gap years. We've seen people who've taken gap years come back and decide to do different degree courses. So we've seen really radical change and transformation in people. And I think being somewhere where you are fully accepted and fully loved for who you are is quite a powerful thing. Not many people in life find a community where they have that level of acceptance, where the masks can come down and people can just be themselves.
How's the award being received by the congregation?
Well, we're really thrilled to bits. So we took the award. Obviously, we've put a lot on social media, and we took the award with us on Sunday. And obviously, the award isn't for me, isn't for Nicola. The award was for Wolverhampton Pioneer Ministries as a community. We only do what we do because of everybody who comes. So every single person who comes and takes part is part of that community. So the award has been received with enormous amounts of excitement. We've had a group photograph. We've had one person who didn't really want to let go of it. And we think that from Christmas, the award will go on tour so that everybody in our community will have a chance to look after the award for a week. And we'll probably create a little Facebook page for the award to post photographs of it in different places with different people, just for a bit of fun, really, just to really so we can enjoy it and celebrate what it means to all of us, really. I can't imagine anybody else does that with an award. We don't have our own building, and so we don't actually have anywhere to put it. So we might as well share it.
That's wonderful. And I understand it means a lot for some people because this may be the first award they've had.
Yeah, so for many people in our community, they may not have had recognition for anything much in their life. So for some people, this will be the first time anybody's looked at anything they've been involved with and said, actually, that's really excellent. So it means a lot it means a lot to all of us, but it particularly means a lot to them because maybe life hasn't been full of people who've been generous towards them.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.